Lovers in happy times often take pictures and videos of each other, sometimes in very intimate moments. And when there's a breakup, those images can be weaponized. It happened to Holly Jacobs, a 30-year-old PhD-level researcher who lives in Florida. A month after her breakup, someone, and she suspects her ex-boyfriend, posted nude pictures and sex videos of her all over the internet, sometimes on specialty revenge porn websites.
I had to leave my job. I had to change my name. All of my relationships were potentially destroyed. I mean, it really put every aspect of my life at risk.
Jacobs went to the police and found that no crime had been committed and that her only recourse was to file a lawsuit. That would be costly and offer no certainty except that the pictures would become public records. But she was not alone. Similar stories had reached the ear of a Seminole County State Senator named David Simmons. He was shocked at the power that the internet puts in the hands of angry people.
The ability of a person to literally destroy another person by publication that can go all over the world. Why someone would believe that they're able to defame somebody else simply because it's on the internet is far beyond my understanding.
Simmons' first revenge porn bill died in the 2013 legislature, but he'll be back next year with a new bill, partly designed by Mary Ann Franks, a University of Miami Law School professor. Franks has made a specialty of protecting women from damaging cyber harassment.
What we find in many of these cases is that its victims are facing serious issues of depression. They're facing some serious thoughts of suicide. I mean, what happens to these victims is something that can devastate them professionally and personally and leave them feeling as though they can't tell anybody about what's happened because the thing that's bothering them is the very thing they can't talk about because then more people will know about it.
There's another issue for revenge porn victims. It's the common reaction that they brought it on themselves. Holly Jacobs encounters it frequently.
Asking a victim why they took the pictures in the first place is just another version of victim blaming. It's like telling a rape victim that they shouldn't have been wearing a short skirt.
A possible opponent of the revenge porn bill is the American Civil Liberties Union, which prizes free expression under the Constitution. Spokesman Baylor Johnson of the Florida ACLU acknowledged there is real harm being done and a real privacy issue at stake, but he said the solution should be carefully measured.
People have to understand that you can't create new exemptions to the First Amendment for every awful idea that people come up with. Creating a new crime, if it's too broad, could make criminals of lots of people, including people who are behaving innocently.
Johnson said the ACLU would worry less about a revenge porn bill if it applied only when there was an intention to harass or do harm. That language is in Simmons' bill, but Franks, the law school professor, says the victim suffers the same, whatever the intent, and she opposes the ACLU position. Meanwhile, she and Jacobs are continuing to work together in the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative, an organization that fights online harassment, and Jacobs is running a website of her own. It's called endrevengeporn.org. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.